Impact 103.
Patrick Mayberry with Lead On, Good Shepherd. Who leads you and where are they leading you? Today, we are talking about delighting yourself in the Lord. And after 10, we have a special guest. And if you've been following our socials, you'd probably know who that guest is. But if not, stay tuned. I will definitely keep you posted. And it promises to be a very enjoyable conversation. On Impact 103 with Zibuse El Kunene on God in the Picture.
The kid who feels alone in it.
Do you want to go back in time to a time when you used to feel so confident? And that's Alive City saying back in time. And before that, we had The Narrow Way by Stephanie Gritzinger. Now, here's what I want to know. How do you entertain yourself? How do you find joy? How do you find excitement from your daily life? And perhaps not even from the daily life, but from the daily things that you do or when you actually have a downtime. How do you find delight? Welcome to Impact 103. The time is 10:13, if time matters to you. And if you've just joined us, welcome. Where have you been? If you want to stay tuned to Impact 103, just simply go onto the Impact Radio website and you can stream us from anywhere and everywhere. Alternatively, you can download the Impact 103 app and you'll have access to the WhatsApp line directly from there. But for now, if you want to share and kind of comment in our conversation that we'll be having with our guest, the WhatsApp line is 071-364-0376. I will then introduce you to our guest. Good morning.
Morning, good morning, good morning. I'm tempted to say good morning, Daddy. Good morning.
Anyone is fine, actually. The voice you just heard is none other than Mrs. Mpumi Pule, who is a Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist. It's been a journey.
It's been. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners, Bab Kunen. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us and making the time. Now, I want you to stay tuned to hear what we will be talking about. And if you do have young ones who are out of school, who did not bunk school, bring them closer. It's going to be a conversation that will also be inspirational for them. In the meantime,
I want to tell the enemy. Tell them.
Do you have a father? Chandler Moore says he has a father. Do you have a father? Where is he? How's your relationship with the father? Just out of curiosity. And if you ever need a father, there is the father who is available. His arms are open wide for you and I. You're listening to God in the Picture on Impact 103 with Zibuse El Kunene. And today I have a guest, Mrs. South Africa finalist, Mpumi Mangena. I think Mpumi Pule, sorry. I'm thinking of the name Mpumi Mangena Pule, you know?
Yes, it's always
So those who know her call her Mpumi Mangena. So Mpumi, let's get to it.
Yes, sir.
Who is Mpumi Pule?
Mpumi Pule is a 40-year-old that is from Pretoria that did most of her life in Pretoria, originally from Soshanguve. I'm the only child, I'm passionate about helping and serving other people. I am a mechanical engineer, been in the industry for almost 20 years now.
Wow.
I have recently graduated as a certified coach because I'm passionate about people.
Congratulations.
Always wanted to be, thank you, be a psychologist. But I was like, I don't have 7 years. Let me just do the 2 years post-grad. And I'm loving it. I'm loving the journey of seeing people grow and seeing people live their best lives. So I'm about that, seeing people grow, see people live their best life, and looking at people and saying, okay, and getting feedback, obviously, from people that are saying, I did this because of you. That just...
very fulfilling.
Yes, very much so.
I think that part also touches on with the earlier conversation from Focus on the Family, when they were saying, find opportunities, you know, to be kind to people. It's also investing in people. But what I also want to know is your journey with the Lord.
Yes.
How did that start, and how did you get to choose Him?
So I think the truth of the matter is that in most cases, we choose the Lord when we're going through a lot.
Mm.
There's pain, you know. There's that thing to say you forget the Lord when things are going well.
Yeah.
And I think as a young child, growing under a lot of adversities at home, seeing my mother not in a good space from an abuse perspective, and the only place we could go to at the time was the Lord, to say, Lord, can you just move this demon away from us, right? And I remember us going to church literally to pray for my stepdad at the time, because we wanted peace in the house, because you know there's peace knowing that the Lord is with you when you start believing that, you know what, yes, we're going through this, but God will make it right, because we believe in that. And I think that is when we started to see change in our family, when we started to see progress, when we started to see, okay, fine, change might not be the way we want it to look like, but you must just trust in the Lord, because the timing is the Lord's timing. The change that will happen is the way the Lord would want you to be, right? Yeah, obviously from us seeing a bit of change from my side personally, growing stronger, and believing that things will get better, we'll get out of poverty, we'll get out of this situation with my mom, and we did. And today we're living this life that we've always prayed for. We've seen that we've seen what we've prayed for has happened. I still have my mother. She's now retired. She's alive. I mean, having to witness her almost dying many times through the adversities and seeing her standing today, I'm grateful, every time grateful. I used to pray for my mother more than I prayed for anything. And my prayer was, may the Lord keep my mother so that she can see my success. And I'm very grateful that she's alive and she's seeing the journey that I have today.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. Yeah. Now talking about success, you then entered Mrs. South Africa pageant.
Yes.
What drove you towards that?
So I've always been a pageant girl. So I've entered Mrs. Primary school that I was in at the time. I've entered Mrs. High school that I was in. And I've eventually entered Miss TUT, right? So the Miss world has been my world.
Oh.
And I've seen the power it has as a platform to contribute to your community, right?
Mm.
I think obviously the ones that we were young, you're getting your crown, and then you're getting excited, you're getting your small gift. But I think the TUT one was one of the big ones, because I needed the money to go through school.
Yeah.
And I entered that pageantry. And when I won it, I was able to then pay for my fees. And that was what I needed at the time. And when you are in those platforms, you get invited to places that you would not necessarily be invited to. So now I was invited to be part of the peer educators. I was invited to be part of the MyHlome, which was the graduate program, which graduate alive from an HIV perspective at the time. I was invited to be part of the SRC as the 13th member. So the platform of pageantry opens up a lot of doors. And that was like 2002, 2003, and I enjoyed that platform, and I saw how I grew as a person, how I impacted other people, and how many other doors opened for me.
Yeah.
As Mpumi, who is trying to make a difference and a change in people's lives.
Mm.
And 20 years later, I turned 40 this year. I was like, okay.
Hello. Fourth floor.
So pageant, okay, I still have the look. I still have the drive to make a difference.
Mm.
And why not enter Mrs. South Africa? And it's been like 6 months, and it's been a journey. I've been to places that I've never thought I've been. I've met amazing people, and I've seen God in my corner. Like, things are happening, and I'm like, how did I find myself here? And it goes back to your point to say, you know, when you recognize and you see that, you know, God is good all the time. Things are happening, not in a way that I had thought they would, but they're happening in the way that the Lord has set up for me. And at times they're overwhelming, and I'm realizing that, okay, my plans and the Lord's plans are aligned, and I'm very grateful for that. And yeah, that's what I'm enjoying now with the journey, meeting amazing people, trying to add my piece in terms of education. I advocate for education in the engineering space, STEM.
Okay.
So I do programs that are linked to motivating kids to do math and science.
Yes.
Because we do need more engineers out there.
Mm.
And having a drive to push especially from the disadvantaged families, right? For them to focus on their maths so that we can get more engineers. At the same time, I'm also understanding that maths is not easy, right? Mm. But any form of education, if any child needs any support that I can give, hence coaching. So I do coaching and mentorship in terms of career choices, in terms of confidence, in terms of communication. And we do that under the NGO World Education Network, which I'm serving as a CEO there. So the platform together with my advocacy is just aligned. And it's been that powerful journey to say, with the power of the SESH and the power of my drive and my why, we're able to do a lot of things and touch lives.
Wow. That's a mouthful. And while you're talking now, I'm thinking, well, there's a missus who's out there who thinks, okay, maybe I can give this a shot.
Yep.
And oftentimes when you look at people from social media, the posts on Instagram and being on radio, being on all of these platforms, they make it look so easy.
True.
Now, is it as easy as it seems? And if somebody wants to get into the space, let's look at it maybe in your answer. How do we then look at, for example, a young girl who is at school and maybe they've chosen a path in terms of their subject choices, mm-hmm. and they think that's their path forever. Mm-hmm. And there is a missus who is out there thinking, I need to find purpose in my life. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can enjoy this thing. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those women?
So there's two things, right, for me that I would share. So when you are this young person, I always tell them when I go to talk to say you can do anything you want. The fact that I've chosen engineering, it didn't mean I must be an engineer all my life. Mm. I'm still in the engineering space, but I've studied coaching. I'm doing pageantry. So from a young person perspective, it's even better for them. You can do anything that you really, really want to. You know, we find young people saying, I'm doing this for my parents. Okay, fine, do that for your parents. But make sure that you also get to a point where you do what you like. For me, it took about, 20 years now to really do my coaching instead of psychology, but practice what I believe in. It does not stop you from doing who you are while you study something else. That is what I've experienced, right? So you study that, but you still practice who you are and make sure that you still stay true. Don't be miserable in that degree. You know, if you can, you are passer, finish it and then say, mommy, here's the degree. But also if you have an opportunity to practice and add value in that, whatever field that you're in, do it. But do not forget who you are and what you think your purpose is, right? That's where your coaching and your mentors come in to help you if you feel a bit lost. For those that have lived, like some of us are 40 and above, that are trying to reset. So the message South Africa journey is such an open kind of a platform whereby it opens from ages from 25 to 55.
Oh, up to 55.
Any race, okay. Any shape, any belief, anything. So that is the power of it, right? So when we all have different whys. I mean, if you follow the top 30 Mr. South Africa now and you listen to their whys, you'll be so inspired, you know. Mm. Others are in it because they have self-discovery. Others are in it because they're healing. Others are in it because they want to reignite their passion, you know. So whatever it is that makes sense for you, if pageantry is a place for you to live your why not, right? Mm. It's a platform. There's obviously other platforms for you to practice your why, but the pageantry world is you're putting yourself out there, testing and stretching yourself.
Yes.
And allowing people to judge you, unfortunately.
Ish.
And more than, so you need to be very kind to yourself in the process. And to your point.
So emotional maturity.
Yes, we make it look like it's easy. It's definitely not easy. You need a very strong support system around your friends and around your family, your work colleagues, right? Because we're all juggling, especially as women. We juggle so many balls. And as we're trying to find ourselves, as to your point, resetting in a certain age and trying to find our full purpose, we certain things will fall off. Sometimes if you're a mother that is focusing on your children, you now want to focus on yourself. How do you balance that your kids don't lose out on having a parent, right? How do I balance that Neo's homework is done, that I'm there for his events? It's not easy, but I have a very strong support system. So if you are trying to get into this journey, make sure that you have a very strong support system, because it's not a journey for you only, even though it's for yourself and your growth, but it's a journey for everybody around you.
Mm. Wow. That's very encouraging. I think the issue of a support system is very important. And How has God played a role in your journey into Mrs. South Africa? And probably the topic for today is delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So how have you seen God come through for you and for somebody who's in the church, for somebody who's a believer? How can they rely, how can they delight themselves in the Lord while they're participating?
So there's always a scripture that I've always lived by. And it's Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Remember him in everything you do. So that keeps me going, right? In anything that I get into or sign up for, I need to understand and remember that the Lord is what I'm serving and my purpose is aligned. So I wouldn't do anything that does not align to what I believe in. You know, for example, I don't drink. I don't drink by choice. And it aligns to what the Lord is saying, to say, right, just do you. Right, the best way that I can. I can still meet people, and to your point, social media, I can still go to events, but I stay true to myself and I trust in the Lord to say opportunities will come.
Yes.
In a form, in a godly form, in a clean form. I don't have to bend over backwards or take over things or partnerships that don't make sense.
Yes.
And that don't align with me.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, for me, in the past 6 months, the people that have supported me, I've never met them before. I was featured in True Love magazine. I shared my story. They appreciated my story. And when they said we'll feature it, I was like, that was God at that point in time. I was doing what I was doing, doing a workshop for young people in engineering, and it happened to be the story that they appreciate, and my journey is what they loved. And that is where you start seeing the Lord in your life to say, you do you, and the Lord will bless you.
Yeah.
And especially when you do it with all your heart, without expecting anything in return, just giving your heart out and saying, I'm speaking to this 100 kids. I hope one or two hear. And if your story gets published, it's a bonus, right? Mm. It's just God saying, well done. Right? You know what I mean? In many like interviews like these and places that I've been invited to, I get calls to say, do you want to come do this? I'm like, I don't even know these people. But I didn't remember to say, I'm doing this because I believe that is aligned with God. And I will check them out. Who are you? How are we partnering? What do you want from me? And then, okay, fine. It makes sense. It's godly. It's contributing to the community. Why not? Me giving my time to the people to serve the community is what I'm about. And if they also, their pillar is that, I'm good with that. So, and I've been fortunate. I mean, it's spaces that I've been to, like I said, I have learned a lot. I have taught. I've met powerful people. I would like to believe that I'm becoming a powerful person.
Oh, yes. Myself.
But more than anything, I'm really, really seeing God every day of my life in this journey. And I'm so grateful for that.
Amen.
Every day.
If you're wondering what's happening, we are in conversation with Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist. Mpumi Pule, let me not bring in that earlier mistake. So Mpumi Pule, yes, and your time now is 10:39. So Mpumi, as a last question from me,
yes,
and maybe on behalf of listeners, you in these pageants, there's obviously a community aspect,
yes,
community empowerment aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Which one have you chosen, and which one is probably closer to your heart?
So there's a couple of them. I always say to people that I am an advocate for justice or for well-being of people, advocate for that, even though education is obviously one of the things that I do. So if I could really choose, it would be that in that space. At this point in time, there's an immediate need of cancer. There's mm-hmm. see people really dying at a young age. So I have now partnered with cancer, with partnership with Mrs. South Africa, to raise funds for cancer.
Okay.
From a research and development perspective, I need to raise funds. I need to have an event to raise those funds. And I think it's important that we pause and really show gratitude to the caregivers. Yes, we normally celebrate the survivors. So my event would be more on trying to kind of celebrate life, and
okay,
making sure that we remember and thank our caregivers, because those are the people that don't talk about how they're feeling. How do they feel about the people that they're taking care of? How are they coping? Who's asking them, are you okay? So I would love to have something to just celebrate those people. And hopefully the Pretoria community will support that initiative. I'm targeting to have the event on the 12th of October. It's still in the planning phase, and I'm trusting in the Lord that things will fall into place. But yeah, I would really appreciate the support from different people to come through and support the cancer kind of initiative that I'm working on.
Thank you. And then how can people get hold of you?
So on social media, like you said, I am Pumi Mangena Pule on Facebook and Instagram. And I have a number that they can call if they would want to partner in the project of Miss South Africa or community project. And my number is 076-231-8477. I will say the number again, 076-231-8477. And from a Mr. South Africa perspective, I would also appreciate their votes, Mr.
Gunner. Oh, yes.
If they can please SMS Bumi Pule.
Mm-hmm.
They must spell it right, Mpumi Pule. They must SMS to 47587 as many times as they want. That would be for the category of the public choice for Mr. South Africa.
Okay.
So I would appreciate that to be the public choice. But more than anything, I will appreciate for their support, for them to pray for me and support my journey. And again, thank you to you for supporting my journey and praying for me. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. So people, you've heard support, and we are supporting a Pretoria-based Mrs. South Africa who is then going to be hosting an event in October. If you follow her socials, she will update you on all the necessary details. But in the meantime, stay tuned to Impact Radio as we continue on our conversations, and we will reflect. And if you've been listening and you want to share some thoughts, feedback, and you want to ask questions that we'll later pass on to Mpumi, here's the number, 071-364-0376. I'm going to walk with Jesus in whatever I do and wherever I go. I'm going to walk with Jesus. I am not going to go astray. You've been listening to God in the Picture with Zibuse Elgunene. And if you are wondering, today our topic was on delighting yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the pleasures of your heart. And our guest echoed that she and her mother delighted themselves in the Lord. And look at how far God has taken her. So God will not leave you hanging. He is invested in your growth, and that's why He made sure that such a psalm like Psalm 37 verse 4 is there in the Bible. Delight yourself also in the Lord. In everything that you delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. It is important for us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. If you cannot seek first God and you seek all these things, then how are you delighting yourself in the Lord? It's important that we delight ourselves in the Lord. Earlier, I asked a question like, how do you entertain yourself? How do you find joy and excitement from your life, from your daily life? And most of us have things, I bet you, that are outside of God, that are outside of the Holy Spirit. We find ways of entertaining ourselves. And oftentimes that kind of entertainment is not sustainable. And therefore we need to find a way of how do we then get back into delighting ourselves in the Lord. Because when you delight yourself in the Lord, you are deriving excitement, joy, and pleasure. And it's very much possible to do that in Him, because in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. So desire is also that deep, often intense longing or craving of something that is usually seen as fulfilling. So here's what I'm saying to you today. Delight yourself in the Lord. Find ways of deriving pleasure, joy, excitement, and fulfillment in God, because it is possible. And once you have that in your life, trust me, my friend, you will live a happier life. Love you always.